Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning Sefer Tanya with tremendous gratitude to Marilyn and Michael Fedak for their generous sponsorship. Please help yourself to coffee, slushy, soup, pastry in our Abshayla corner and grab your Tanya as we make our way through Perek Hey. We are on the fifth Perek of Tanya. Until now, we have been learning about Tanya. The fifth Perek is talking about how the highest level of Yichud, the greatest level of connection we can make with the Almighty, is through the study of Torah, the Torah's Chaim, Torah Kadosha, the Torah's Moshe. It is through Torah. Mitzvos are an amazing connection, but mitzvos, we remain separate and apart. But when we learn Torah, when we surrender our mind, our intellect, when we are exposing ourselves to Torah, when we're learning Torah, hu yichud nifla shein yichud kamo. It is a phenomenal merging experience of two beings. There is no yichud, there is no integration or merging in the world like it. Mitzvahs are marvelous, but learning Torah, Torah is the best azach. There is nothing greater, there is nothing better, there's nothing holier or higher than the experience of learning Torah. And the Baal HaTanya describes, that's what he said, Derech Mashal, Kishaoda Mevin Amasa Geza Halacha B'Mishnah B'Gemara La'ashura Al-Buriya, when a person grasps, when a person delves into, when a person studies and masters a Mishnah, a Shtikl Gemara, a Halacha, then their intellect grasps and engulfs, and their mind is absorbed and captivated by it. They become literally one with the Eibishter, one with the Ribono Shel Olam. So there's a room, and there's a time to fabrang, and there's a time to sing and dance, there's a pine time to share Chassidish Torah, there's a time, but Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, it is a Yichud She'en Kamo. So there's a time for everything, but we understand in the hierarchy, in the emphasis, in the ambition, in the striving, the Baal HaTanya, Perakei of Tanya, is describing that as the highest level. Which brings us to section 2 of Perakei. Vizos mala yisera gedola v'niflala inkates. This is endlessly great and a wonderful advantage. Asher b'mitzvos yediyas ha-torah v'asagas ha-kola mitzvos masios. When it comes to learning, studying, grasping Torah, this is a great and wonderful advantage over other mitzvos. So blowing shofar, putting on tefillin, sitting in a sukkah, they're all extraordinary, they're all wonderful. V'afilu ha-mitzvah ha-tliyus b'dibur. Even a mitzvah connected with speech, speaking is an action. So even a mitzvah connected with speech, Torah is connected with speech, you speak out the Torah. V'afilu ha-mitzvah talmud Torah shebedibur. Even knowing and mastering Torah with your mind has an advantage over verbalizing Torah. There are two parts to learning Torah. On the one hand, we verbalize, we express, just like a mitzvah masis, just like a physical, actionable mitzvah. You put on the tefillin, you sit in the sukkah, you shake the lulav, and you speak out the Torah. That's the act of learning Torah. But there's also the result of learning Torah. The result of learning Torah is absorbing, understanding into the intellect. And that absorbing, that understanding, that elevating through the intellect is the highest level, even more than speaking out. Now, why is that? Says the Baal HaTanya, why is that? Learning, grasping, understanding, absorbing, imbibing Torah is the highest level, higher than any action mitzvah, even higher than the action of speaking out Torah. With all the mitzvahs involved in speech or action, there's a one-way absorption into the divine. As the soul is absorbed into Hashem and surrounded by His light, from the Kepala to the Fitzalach. That's a direct translation. From the Kepala to the Fitzalach, from the head to the foot. When a person does a mitzvah with their being, with their body, when a person surrenders and sublimates their self, their ego, then in one direction, in one way, the person is absorbed into the divine. The neshama is absorbed into Hashem. That's truth or an action. However, Rabbi Mirzof, Yediyas HaTorah Milvacha Aseicha Mulubash B'Chochmas Hashem. When it comes to Yediyas HaTorah, in addition to the mind being absorbed into the divine, Hinei Gam Chochmas Hashem Bekirbo. You also absorb the divine into you. The mitzvah, it's one way. You go into Hashem. But with Torah, you're being absorbed into the Ribono Shel Olam, into Elokus. But Elokus is being absorbed into you. All depending, of course, on your level, on your mind, on your intellect, on your cognitive ability. As your mind masters and grasps and absorbs whatever Torah knowledge, you on your level are able to. every person according to their mind, their power. Vasagaso b'pshat remez drash v'sod. And of course, pardes, the four different levels or layers of understanding, the depths of Torah, whichever layer and level you're on, with whatever ability you bring, when you absorb, you are being absorbed by Hashem, but you also absorb a piece of Hashem, which he's going to explain in a moment in the next section, in an incredible mashal that truly illustrates this idea in the most powerful way. Even though your capacity could be limited, say a person struggles, they don't have the zitzfleisch, they can't sit and learn full time. They sit and they struggle to concentrate. Person doesn't have a great memory. Person's lining up the daf, goes in one ear, out the other ear, doesn't stay with them. Person can't really get into the bottom of Tosfos. They can't understand that Nesivas Ektais. Still, even if a capacity is limited, filling our being with the divine light is powerful, because with the mitzvah of knowing the Torah, HaTorah melubeshes b'nefesh ha'adam, the Torah is absorbed into your soul and mind, and we are engulfed in it. The Torah becomes part of us, part and parcel of us. Or, the way Rabbi Steinsaltz has this in his commentary, he writes it very powerfully. He says, the thinker and the thought become one. A complete union is formed between the subject of the person's thought and his thought process. The thinker and the thought become one. When a person understands some other subjects, I'm reading to you now from Rabbi Steinsaltz. When a person understands some other subject, he unites with the idea of the subject, but not the subject itself. When you study the motion of the stars, his mind unites with the concept of the moving stars, but not with the movement of the stars itself. You can study Lahavdil Elif Alfei Avdalos. You can study all the stats in football. How many rushing yards, how many passing yards, how many sacks, how many punts, how many... You know all the data, you know all the statistics. You know nothing about the punter. You're not connected with the punter or punting. The Torah, however, is not merely the understanding of a certain reality. The source of the reality it explains. In the words of our sages, God looked into the Torah, created the world. So when a mind unites with Torah, it is not only with the understanding of something, but also with the thing itself. Because Torah is the essence of the thing's very existence. So when you study any other area, you're studying facts, information, knowledge. But when you study Torah, you're connecting with the author of Torah itself. You're connecting with the essence of Torah itself. That is the highest level. The thought and the thinker become one. And now the Baal HaTanya explains it through an illustration. So powerful. The Torah in many places calls Torah is bread and food of the soul. Look at Mishle, the Zohar. Just like physical bread, hopefully healthy food. It's whole wheat. Today it'd be sourdough. In my home we don't call it sourdough because simana milsa. So we call it artisan bread. Because sourdough is simana milsa. You don't want to eat something sour, you'll become sour. So artisan bread. You're eating some bread, healthy bread, so it nourishes your body when it absorbs inside you. And it only keeps you alive after it's transformed into blood and flesh of your flesh. Listen to this mashal. When a person eats food, you eat bread, but you eat food, what happens, right? I think there used to be an expression, a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. That was a way of telling you don't eat too much food. Why? What happens? When we eat, you got to loosen your belt. When you eat and you eat too much, if you eat too much, you eat too much of the wrong things, then now your clothing doesn't fit. Well, why? The fact that you put something in your mouth and swallowed it, now your stomach gets bigger? Now your size is bigger? Yeah, that's what food does. The body takes the food and it transforms what you ate, becomes part of your flesh. Literally, you get bigger. You get larger. Eating what we eat becomes part of us. Ki b'yadiyas ha-Torah v'asagasa b'nefesh ha-adam shalomda heitav b'iyun sichlo. And the same is true when your soul's knowledge and mastery of Torah, when you study it well, focusing the mind, ad she'nispeses b'sichlo u'misachedes imo v'hayu la'achadim. To the point that Torah is absorbed by our intellect and it merges and becomes one. Nasa mazon the nefesh. It provides nourishment for the soul. V'chaim b'kirba mechaya chaim ein sof baruch hu, and life for it from the giver, from the blessed infinite light. Hamalubash b'chachmasa v'terasa shebekirba, dressed in his wisdom, in his Torah, now absorbed inside it. This is the meaning of the pasuk. Your Torah is in besoch me'ai. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Mem, pasuk test. Torascha besoch me'ai. Your Torah is in my kishkas. What do we mean? That's like a metaphoric idea. Hashem, I love you so much. Your Torah is in my kishkas. It means literally the Torah is in my kishkas. Your Torah is in my kishkas. Just like when we eat food, it keeps us alive. If a person starves, they'll starve to death. How does Torah keep us alive? When we eat it, it's absorbed and becomes part of us. The magnificent factory that is the human body. This is what the bracha of Asher Yatzar is all about. If one successfully came out of the bathroom, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's the most magnificent factory on earth, created by the Almighty Himself. You put one thing in the conveyor belt called the mouth. It extracts the nutrients and all that you need. It disposes of the waste. It's an extraordinary, extraordinary plant, manufacturing plant. It's an unbelievable factory. All created, designed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when it works, you say in Asher Yatzar, thank you that it works. So you eat, the body extracts the nutrients. It gives us life. And how? It's absorbed in the body itself. It becomes part of our flesh. So the Baal Tanya says, this is the comparison between mitzvos and Talmud Torah. Mitzvos are malbush. Mitzvos are like a garment. I'm wearing a garment. I had to choose this morning, not the shirt, that's the easy part for me, but what tie to wear. I'm putting on a garment, and when the day ends, finally at whatever time, you get to take off the garment. The garment isn't you. It doesn't become absorbed by you, it's not integrated into you, it's not part of you, it's something one wears on top of us. We choose it, it identifies us, it's a uniform we associate, it protects us from the elements, but we wear a garment. The mitzvos are the malbush of the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The mitzvos are the malbush, are the levush. The mitzvos are the garment that we wear. But Torah is like the bread, the food that we eat. Unlike the clothing that we wear, the food that we eat, it enters us. It becomes one with us. It becomes part of us, and it becomes our very flesh. So Torah is called lechem umazon, because the Torah, unlike simply the mitzvos that are levush that we do externally with our actions, Torah is something which we absorb, which we integrate, which we eat. It's delicious. It's the greatest meal. Torah is what fills our belly. And that's what David HaMelech said. Sorascha besoch me'ai. Your Torah is in my kishkas. He didn't mean it metaphorically or symbolically. He meant it literally. When we learn Torah with that intention, when we learn Torah with that mindfulness, we learn Torah with that goal, Torascha besoch me'ai. I am imbibing Torah. We should, Birchas HaTorah, according to, it's a Birchas HaNenen. It's Geshmak. It's three brachas, Birchas HaTorah. There's an element of Birchas HaNenen, Birchas HaShevach, Birchas Hodaya. It's a whole shtickle Torah for another time. But there's an element not just of a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas HaShevach. There's a Birchas HaNenen because Torascha B'soch Me'ai. I'm about to eat some delicious Torah. I'm about to consume some delicious Torah. We need to add this to our intention and mindfulness. Whether it's adults, too many, go to a shir, open a gemara, go to the daf. It's just a check. I did today's daf. I had today's chavrusa. I went to today's tea. You have to go in. Sorascha besoch me'ai. Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm sitting down. I'm about to consume. I'm about to eat some delicious Torah. I want to take it inside me. I want it to define me. I want it to turn into my flesh. I want it to become me. I'm absorbed into it. It is absorbed into me. The thinker and the thought become one. Unlike the study of any other area of knowledge, the thinker and the thought become one. Sorascha besoch me'ai. That should be the introduction every day to our learning. Kodesh Baruch Hu, let your Torah enter my kishkas. I'm going to make a birchas haTorah, is a birchas hananin. Like I'm about to have a delicious cup of coffee, I'm going to caffeinate with kavana. You make a shahakol, you remember? So I'm going to make a bracha, birchas haTorah, sorascha besoch me'ai. We should be zocha that the Torah enters our kishkas, besoch me'ai. The Torah becomes part of who we are. The yichud she'en kamahu. This is the highest level. So of course we wear the levush. You can't learn Torah but walk around without clothing. We got to do the levush, the mitzvahs. We got to fabreng. We got to make lachayims. We got to share divrei Torah and vortlach and chasidus ma'amorim and sichas. Of course, but we strive for the yichud she'en kamo, a Mishnah, a Gemara, a Halacha, so that the Torah enters Besoch Me'ai. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy. Have a day of Besoros Tovos.